And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And this morning we have a very special guest joining us, Marcus Toscani, who is the Melia TikTok luxury expert. Marcus, a pleasure to meet you.
A pleasure to meet you too, Ed, and happy to be here with you.
Yes, and we're here, of course, in the lovely Melia London Kensington, which is lovely. I was over for a few days at the Chelsea Flower Show, which was all very lovely, and seeing the gorgeous gardens. And it really is a beautiful part of London here, isn't it?
I love it. I'm so happy to be back in London. It's a couple of years I didn't come to London, so I'm happy to be at the Melia here and enjoying the city. Of course, I love the city.
And you're here. It's great. And we have the Queen's Jubilee on and the Chelsea Flower Show and all wonderful things happening at the moment. So London is booming, isn't it? Absolutely.
It is.
The Melia, I suppose, a brand that has been in existence for many years, Marcus, and they saw what you were doing on TikTok. And of course, just to give people an idea, how many followers do you have now?
I'm about 400,000. I'm about to reach that number.
Wow.
And I'm very happy with TikTok. It's still something new for me and for everybody, but it's a part of the way I create content, because I've been creating content for different platforms through this year. Then I started with TikTok. I found that is an amazing platform. So we talked with Melia we've been talking for some time. I mean, I've always showed them visit luxury hotels around the world. I work with many brands and I have always a very good relationship with Melia. It's a brand, it's a company that I respect a lot I really like Melia because it's a company that still is one of the biggest hotel companies in the world, but still keeps like the family feeling and is very focused on sustainability. There was a lot of things that I liked from the company before starting this project. So when they came to me and appears this idea with the launch of Melia TikTok account to make something special for them, I think was a good match. I was focused on luxury hotels. I've been in many Melia hotels through this year. So it was a good match to do something and to create something for Melia.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, I was very lucky. In fact, I was in their beautiful hotel in Rome, the Villa Agrippina, a few years ago, and I thought I was in this resort, and it was beside the Vatican. It was just incredible.
And I'd just been there. It's gorgeous.
I discovered then really what the essence really of the Melia, or should I say, but really amazing. Your background, of course, is in luxury hotels. Mm-hmm. You have a very big website yourself and very big background in expert hotels. You can say the name better
expert
than I can.
Expert hotels, which means hotel expert.
Brilliant. Yeah. So you focused very much in on that niche, your unique USP.
Yeah. When I started this project, I was very sure what I wanted. I was very passionate about hotels and luxury hotels in particular. I'm a marketing professional. I mean, I don't come from the hotel side. I come from the marketing inside, but it was a passion for me traveling, particularly the luxury hotels. So I wanted to create a project that was very personal to me with what I wanted, what I was doing, my passions, my knowledge, everything I learned, to create a project that's how I appeared experto en hoteles, that I say means hotel expert in Spanish. I make a research to be sure that what I was doing, nobody else was doing it and was like that. Nobody else was exactly focused only hyper segmented on luxury hotels. So I started with this project with different platforms, social media, website, then became the podcast, then TikTok was the last part of this project, but it's always very, very focused on luxury hotels.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because you chose TikTok for a very specific reason, because the social media landscape, Marcus, has become very crowded, hasn't it?
Yes, and what's happened, if you check most of the, for TikTok, most of the social media that are aging in some way, we are using for years and years, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I mean, they're aging somehow, and there was nothing new coming. And I was surprised that nothing new was coming. Snapchat appeared for a moment, but
yeah, what happened to Snapchat?
Snapchat started like a teen thing and stays like a teen, especially in some markets, other markets that they couldn't trespass it to grow to the massive. Like imagine that most of the social media start with the teens. Instagram started with the teens and young people who want to be trendy, and then became something massive. And that's what happened to TikTok. TikTok started as something for young people and start growing and growing. Today is the most downloaded app in the last 2 years in the world.
Wow.
So
incredible, isn't
it? It's not something that you cannot say anymore that it's a niche or it's something for young people. Mm. It has 1 billion users. 1 billion users in 4 years only. Instagram took 8 years to get 1 billion users. So it's so massive. It's everybody using it. And it has a point, TikTok, that I think that is in some ways bigger than the others because it has the point to get to people who is not even in the platform. Everybody that is listening to us, probably many people doesn't use TikTok, but they receive TikTok content.
Of course, which is very interesting because you don't even have to have an account to look at TikTok.
It has the power, it's power to go out of the platform. Mm. That's why it gets so massive because even at the beginning, some people say, no, TikTok, no, not for the moment. You still consume that content. It's like was always TV, for example. You can say some people, I don't watch TV, but even if you don't watch, you're going to hear from somebody else. Somebody's going to tell you, you're going to read it somewhere. So the impact is bigger even than the 1 billion users they have, and it's still growing, and there's no sign that is that to stop growing. So that's the very interesting because most of the other social platforms are, they got the peak and now they are like, how do you say, like playing, not growing too much before. Even Facebook is falling down with users.
Yeah, and I mean, even the share prices weren't doing great recently. Yeah. The interesting thing, of course, we were saying about Instagram there, of course, everybody would think that would be the rival of TikTok. And in fact, you were saying to me earlier that you don't necessarily think that at all.
No, that's the first feeling, if you ask everybody, is the rival of TikTok is Instagram. But TikTok is not like social media, it's more like a platform. And the easier way to understand why TikTok is not directly rival of Instagram is it's more direct rival of YouTube because we used to consume content. You have, of course, you have people to create content that create content on YouTube, but most of the people don't create content on YouTube, but just watch. And on TikTok is
upload videos and
So most of the people watch YouTube used like a way of to receive content and
to learn how to dismantle your washing machine, you know, like how to build a washing machine. Maybe.
Exactly, we all do everything use and YouTube for that. And TikTok, it became something like that because it's an easier way and faster way to consume content. It's very entertaining. You can use it for 3 minutes and you can have a lot of entertaining thing. You can discover, you can find news. It happened to me many times that I've discovered something that was happening on TikTok and then I say, well, it's true. And I check after on the media and yes. So it's very interesting. And the smartest part of TikTok for me, the algorithm. The algorithm is so smart that it's going to show you what you like because TikTok understands. If you start using in 2 or 3 days, you're going to realize that TikTok understood what you like and what you don't.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting loads of your videos since I knew I was going to meet you. And I signed up and it's great. It saved me loads of time. It was brilliant. So it's very, very clever, actually. And stuff that I like because, I mean, obviously I love
it. I was about to arrive to London 2 days before and I don't know if I search or something or what I did that appears the Visit London account on TikTok. Appears to me not as advertising, like organic. So showing me something of London. So wow, he knows, TikTok knows that I'm going to London and start showing me things of London. So it's very interesting that you know that.
Yeah, the algorithm is.
Yeah, it's very smart. And when you stop watching, when you keep on watching something, TikTok realizes that you're interested. If you pass and if you skip, they realize you don't. So that's probably the smartest thing. And that's why you have market for everything on TikTok. It's not just what many people that is not on TikTok feels that it's just young people dancing or singing or making humor. If you're interested in traveling, you're going to see a lot of travel things. If you're interested in cars, you're going to see a lot of cars things. If you're interested in cooking, you're going to see a lot of cooking
things. Yeah, cooking is very good. Yeah, I like those ones as well. Take us back to your very first post. Mm-hmm. What was your very first post on TikTok?
I don't remember which one was. We were talking before. For me, it was like an experiment to start on TikTok because I was growing in other platforms. But I say, I want to try by myself. What's my experience on TikTok? Because as I am a consultant too for hotels and luxury hotels, they asked me, should I recommend them to be on TikTok? I say, okay, to sell them if I recommend it or not, I have to try for myself. So I make an experiment for 45 days with a lot of content I already recorded before in luxury hotels. And I start posting every day. I post 1 or 2 videos just to check what's happening. And I start realizing how was the feeling of the people with this video, which ones start working better or worse, the length of the video, if it was to be long or
not. So a lot of, you did lots of market research. Really?
Yes,
absolutely.
I did.
Really thorough.
And this Marcus Richard that could have happened that at the end I would say, no, TikTok is not for me. It's not for...
Yes.
But I say, okay, TikTok, this is for me. I felt that there was something interesting on TikTok. And in a moment, start growing and growing and growing. And I start feeling like, I say, it's not a social media. We don't, even it has messages. You don't communicate directly with your followers, except for comments and that. I start receiving messages on Instagram of people in private message telling me, hello, Marcos. I discovered you on TikTok and I want to ask you blah, 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 blah. So yeah. It was like, I started realizing that people that didn't know who I was before discovered me on TikTok. And then they search because you can link to any other, I have linked it to Instagram or whatever you want to link. So they discover and try to find me in Instagram that I was there too. So I started realizing, okay, there's a market and there's a big opportunity here for more people that is interested in luxury hotels that discover what I do. And that's what I saw the potential.
Yeah, but what's very interesting about your TikTok videos, if you want to call them that, is that, I mean, you have a hugely creative, like there's a massive creative side that you obviously have as well. I mean, it's not just, you know, just you walking around with that, because you do very engaging. You might be just by a pool having a little drink. You get an essence of, there's just, and you seem to have that creative, like just luxury just jumps out at you. It might just be a small thing, like a glass of champagne, or you walk around in lovely white, you know, linen trousers. You just look like, it's just very interesting what you've done. So the creative side of it obviously is very important, and you can't necessarily teach that to everybody, I guess.
It is. And for me, the creative is very important, and it was, and it also very important to have your own message, your kind of message. I wanted to create a way that I can show myself. I mean, some people like to follow the trends and do whatever it's doing. I say, okay, no, I'm going to do my own. I'm going to show the experiences like I always did in a natural way. I don't want to be something so fake. Like, no, I want in a natural way. How do I arrive? But of course, showing it in the best way possible, trying to always focus on showing the hotel. Even I appear on the video because it's important for my followers that because I am showing, it's not an institutional video that I show, it's myself.
Well, of course, you are the brand, of course.
Of course.
Very much so.
Yeah. So, but for me, it's very important to show the hotel so people can see how is the hotel in a creative way, in a fast way, because TikTok must be fast. You can have 10 minutes now on TikTok, but it's too long for TikTok. TikTok, you less than 1 minute.
We can do an interview on TikTok for 10 minutes, I guess. That'd be okay, wouldn't it?
Yes, but
I mean, not for your little hotel,
which
are so like so instant and just, as I said, very quick. And of course, with the attention span now of people across all social media, you know, if you 10 minutes, which you'd often imagine people wouldn't even finish it till the end.
But that is interesting because TikTok started like a very short video, and now that's why I told you that they are like looking to beat YouTube, because they're trying to become like the big platform,
of
video. It's vertical video, it's not a landscape like a YouTube. But most of us consume content on a smartphone, and the natural way we use a smartphone is vertical way. For us, is, I'm showing with my hands what you cannot see, but you know, like in a landscape.
That's the Italian in you, Marcus.
Yeah. That's my Italian part.
Yes, I love the variety, and they're so colorful as well and engaging. Is there a formula that you sort of adopted yourself, or I might say a template, but you know, because they seem to be very different in certain respects, depending on the country you're in. And, you know, is that a kind of thing that, because you were saying about people asking questions, people always want to know, oh, if I set this up, how do I monetize it? How do I, you know, so I suppose you really, what you've done is you created the actual product. And I mean, were you worried at the start about, oh, you know, I mean, I'm sure this will make money for me, but you know, monetizing is a word now everyone's like, when you're saying you get people asking you questions, like there's always that, how can I make money out of this? Sort
yes.
of stuff.
Yeah. I've received every day, how do I work as you? How do I do what you do? For me, it was something very, like I tell you, very personal. It was a personal project that I wanted to leave this project. I want to leave. I mean, job is part of very important of our lives. So, I mean, I want to work in something that I love, that I enjoy, even if I get tired, even if I sleep little hours, but I want to enjoy. So when I started the project, I was not focused on monetizing. My idea was, okay, I had a project that I love, that I have a lot of passion for it, so, and I can work on it a lot. And I'm going to find a way after to see how
sort
I monetize.
Yeah, like Field of Dreams, build it and they will come, sort of thing. A very nice philosophy. The current panorama, right, of the travel sector, Marcus, where would you say to people, I mean, is it, again, a very crowded field, or Where do you see the current stuff?
For me, it's amazing the current panorama, especially in luxury, because what's happening now is everybody wants to travel. People are paying higher prices because everybody wants to travel and the spaces are limited. I think we're going to see a better year than probably 2019 or 2018, because now people is getting back to normal. People is not afraid to travel now, to travel international. That is probably was the limit before. People was scared, even if you feel secure with the vaccine or even if you trust the country and that. And especially the big brands like Meliá and other top brands, they got what's happened with them is that people trust them. So they feel secure traveling there because they know they have this hotel brand they trust. So I believe that the brand of the hotels is very important, more than ever, because people need to trust where they go. But what I see in many countries I've been in the last few months, that the panorama is spectacular from the hotel side view. I'm talking about from the hotel side. For the tourist side, I would recommend to start planning now, because
here where we are in this lovely hotel here, the Melia, in London Kensington, London Kensington, I noticed when I came here the staff were really attentive. I mean, you were offered a welcome drink on arrival, which was really lovely. I've been around in other hotels in a few other countries, and there are staffing issues after COVID. I think that they've obviously made it a priority here with the Melia, but a lot of the other luxury chains seem to be struggling a little bit, aren't they?
It's difficult now with it because, like you say, that many places in the world is happening that they don't have the staff enough. And so it's very important, the quality staff, because, you know, for luxury hotels, the staff, you don't contract from one day to the other. You need to teach them the way you want to, the way they need to act. And to have professional people is getting more difficult. So it's going to be, for that side, it's going to be, it's happening to be difficult now everywhere in the world, that you need more people working in hospitality, in luxuries.
I mean, in terms of your consultation, your background, your advice, I suppose, to the Melia, who you're going to be working with now, this exciting kind of project, I suppose we'll be giving them all the tips from your experience and indeed bringing all that together in your Melia TikTok.
Yes, I'm starting to show my experiences and what do I see. I'm picking up very carefully the hotels of Melia, because Melia is a big company, so big company, has a lot of hotels in the world, and I'm picking the best of the best of Melia. That's my first objective is that, okay, Melia has a lot of hotels. I want to show the best of Melia, mostly focus on like a brand, Me by Melia, and that I'm going to go very soon to the one in London, the Me London, this beautiful hotel. And you have Paradisus, that is the all-inclusive luxury brand that is in the Caribbean, and it's going to come very soon to Europe. And we also have a Melia Collection, like the one we are now. That is like a new brand, Melia Collection, and it's very interesting because Melia Collection keeps like every hotel is going to be different. Every hotel keeps like their own essence, and it's not like a chain that when you see like more standards.
Yes.
You're going to have the good service, you're going to have the good food, you're going to have the people charm, but it's going to keep, if you come Melia Collection in London, if you go to the Tuscany, Melia Collection is going to be completely different. They're going to be very, very local.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, is that something as well when you are covering like new hotels? I mean, you have a very specific idea when what you're looking for, I guess, in a luxury hotel, right?
Yes.
What is, just to give people an idea, what's Marcus's kind of take on this? Is, you tick these boxes, or, you know, is it like...
It's, you know what? It is funny because it's the opposite of what I show, because what I have to show on video, of course, it's a lot about the image, it's a lot about the beauty of the places. But personally, what I look for in a hotel is something so difficult to show on video, because it's the people and it's the kindness and it's how they receive you. For me, the most important of a luxury hotel is the people, absolutely. Of course, it's to transmit on video that, but personally, what I enjoy the most and the hotels that I remember the most, that I have the most amazing experiences, are the hotels where I remember the people who was there. For me, that's personally, this is the most important. Of course, that the beauty of the places is... But when you go to a luxury hotels in a beautiful place, you know that's good. You're going to have a beautiful view, a good breakfast, a good bed, a good shower. And there's some things that you know that's happening. If that doesn't happen, of course, it's a big problem. But if you go into luxury hotels, there's some things that you know that's happening. So the plus thing is how kind the the people, how comfortable make you feel. And no, I don't like too much the phrase that make you feel like home. I don't want to feel like home. I want to feel like the home of them.
Yes, you want to get away from home.
Yes, because if I'm home, I have one thing. But if I go to Italy or if I go to Spain or I go to come to London, I don't want to feel like home. I want to feel like a home in London, a home in Italy. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. No, I know. I mean, and that is what you say. Like, I know the Emmy in Milan, for example. I had a great day. And the one thing very important, Marcus, is food, isn't it? Like restaurants. I mean, just to touch on that briefly, because I know some really wonderful hotels and sometimes they drop the ball with food and then people are just like, oh, that shouldn't be happening really, because you don't expect it, I guess, really, you know. But that's another thing that's, I suppose, you would have discovered on your travels
food,
as well, you know.
Food is so important, absolutely. Mm. But especially the trends now is, everything's completely local, completely authentic. Lots of farm to table, lots of you can make your own. For me, that's very interesting. I did now in Barcelona to create my own cocktail, and I took the fruits directly from the tree, and you create your cocktail. And that's what I love. I mean, you can have a martini everywhere in the world, but if I go to a place, I want to try what you drink here, what's your local thing, what you eat here, what's your breakfast here. I don't want to eat or drink the same everywhere. I love to discover local. I think that people is trying to discover more, and that's a big trend for me, especially in the gastronomy.
Would you just say that you're an easy person? Would you be an easy guest, or would you be very fussy?
I'm very easy, because I'm not, and I always like to be like kind to the people who receive me, in all the people. Sometimes I'm not easy when I see that people with bad humor. For me,
a smile helps always, doesn't it?
always. For me, it's very important to feel because I'm usually very happy to be at the hotel, and I enjoy when I see that people that is the co-workers, the workers of the hotel, that they're as happy as me, you know, working. Because if you see the people that is not happy working, it's very uncomfortable. Because
I think we have to have a little patience as well. With you were saying earlier, the pent up demand for travel has just come back with an absolute bang. So people are were caught off guard a little bit. I think airlines, like car hire companies, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be just hopefully will be rectified in the next sort of few months anyway.
Yeah. Be kind, smile, and if we have that, we can pass any problem if we're kind and from both parts.
Yeah, of course. In terms of markets, right, in terms of your market, I mean, is there any, now demographics have changed, you know, people from digital nomads, I mean, people have lots of disposable incomes as well. Age group now, demographics changed a lot?
I think it's changing, and what changed the most are the seasons, because before there were like a kind of market for every season. And now it's very difficult to define which is the high season, low season, because people is traveling when they can and when they want. A lot of people now is traveling and doing their trips that they have planned 2 years ago or 3 years ago. They're deciding to do it now. So you have a like mix of market, you know, the business market for a moment disappear and start the leisure marketing. That's why it was easy to come back to normal for the luxury hotels, in especially on the beach or in the mountains or places outside the big cities. But I think everything's changing. It's not like standard like it was before. I think before was very like simple to analyze, in a way that this season comes the business market, this comes the leisure, this comes the old people, this comes the young. And now it's a bit all mixed.
It's like cruise ships in a way, weren't it? I mean, there was a demographic there over the years. It completely changed, of course, now as well, with the onset of all these amazing ships with all these like attractions on
board, you know, it's changing a lot. So I think that this year is going to be a lot of mix of everything, of ages, of markets, of the good is that the international travel is coming back so fast now that it was a lot of market that was scared. Of course, we have market like in from Asia that they're still not traveling to Europe, for example, that it was a big market. But there's going to be a lot of changes, and we have to be looking what's happening, because it changes so quick.
And anybody listening in now, of course, my special guest is Marcus Toscani, Melia, TikTok luxury expert. Marcus, the role of, I suppose, social media, you know, again, we touched on it a little bit earlier, but just, I suppose, for anybody now who is, you know, I suppose, looking for your videos and to look, kind of follow you, and like, Melia, what is your plan now sort of for the next, your sort of social media, you're an expert really with your wonderful following. What is your sort of, your take on where it's going now?
On the future? Honestly, I don't know. Because it's so difficult to say what's coming in the in 2 years or 3 years. Mm. We don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody can know perfectly because it changes so quick. The trends now is showing that TikTok is growing and growing and growing, and it's coming probably bigger than Instagram in 1 year or 1 year and a half. Mm. It's so big. We can see that Facebook is not growing anymore. Instagram is strong, but probably it's not growing as like it was before. But we can expect probably something new coming. Of course, the pandemic makes a lot of changes.
Yeah, there was one ex-president in America who set up something, wasn't it? We won't talk about that anyway. But anyway, yeah, we don't know. Anybody can set up, I suppose, if you have enough money, you could set up your own social media.
No. Yeah, but so I don't know. Honestly, it's gonna be next few years that could happen anything. But what I say is, if you have a brand, even a hotel brand, a travel brand, an agency brand, or a personal brand, the best thing you can do is to construct your own brand, independent of the platform you're using. Because the good is to adapt to what's coming next. That's what happened to me when I started on TikTok, was to adapt my brand and what I was doing to TikTok. But if my brand was not strong enough, it would be difficult. If you're just trying to succeed in a social media without something clear, even if you're a hotel brand or like I say, a travel brand or a personal, it's very difficult. So important is to build your brand, have a clear message, and then adapt to every platform you want to be. We didn't talk about LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a very interesting platform. It's a platform that is growing. That for me, if I would have to say the two social platforms that are more important for me now are TikTok and LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a very interesting what's happening. It's still growing. Of course, it's a professional thing, but it's surprisingly
For me. In fact, lots of hotels are very, very, there's lots of hotels like on LinkedIn.
And there's a lot of people there. For me, for example, it's surprising that if I post something on LinkedIn on Sunday, it has a lot of interactions. And you expect that LinkedIn, like it's a professional, people don't use it on weekends and people use it. So that's something very interesting because before it was felt like LinkedIn was something so professional that people just use it. And people is using it like in a way for entertainment.
They've
too.
Adapted an awful lot, of course, as well. I mean, they've broadened it as well very much. Marcus, in terms of the first hotels that you're promoting now, what are the ones that you have coming up for starting off?
I started with the Americas. I started in Mexico, in Cabo. I was at Mi Cabo and I was Paradiso. I went to República Dominicana, Dominican Republic, to Punta Cana, to Paradisos Gran Cana, and I went to Argentina to Iguazu, that's Iguazu Falls, that is the Gran Meliá Iguazu, that is amazing. This was my first choice in the Americas. Now I'm in the Europe side and you have a lot of options here, picking very careful hotels in Spain. Spain, they have amazing properties in Ibiza, Mallorca, Barcelona, Madrid, and in Italy too, where I just come from Italy. I was recording some beautiful content in some amazing places. I know you love Italy too, as myself.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And now in London, I'm happy to be in London to see a couple of hotels, like the one I'm now at the Kensington, Melia Kensington, and I'm going to be at Mi London. That I can't wait to be there too. And planning the next visits, that for the moment I cannot say too much because I'm defining, you know, I pick up the hotels. Some of them I visit before, some I haven't been yet, but I choose what's the best based on many things of my experience with luxury hotels. Of course, the brands inside Melia that I recognize the most, and of course with the team of Melia that we talk about which hotels, the ones I want to go and the one that they recommend me that are the best, so I can show the beautiful experiences on TikTok.
Yeah, wonderful. And I mean, it is a lovely platform. In terms of people that, you know, may be listening to us and who have no idea, like how, you know, they might haven't even opened a TikTok account yet, what would you say to people? Like, how do you discover you on TikTok?
Well, how they can find me, like searching Experto en Hoteles. It's expert. If you search for expert, you're going to find me easily.
Yes, I do. You're very, there isn't a lot of people in that area.
No, it's not a lot of people
in that area. You're very much a niche market there.
Yes. It's a very focused, very hyper segmented that I've started, but it's good for me that it's not too much people. But it's growing a lot of things. But I recommend everybody to try TikTok. Don't prejudge, like it's social media for teens. It's not a social media. It's social media for everybody. It's platform, sorry, not social media, it's platform for everybody where you can find whatever you're interested in. You know, it's like YouTube. You have things for everybody. I'm sure that if you and myself, we don't go and consume the same things, probably you search for one thing and I search for the other, but it's everything in the same platform. So any young 15-year-old girl is going to search for any things completely different than us, you know?
Yes, of course, absolutely.
So yes, I recommend. And even for people who say, no, TikTok's not for me, I would tell them to ask themselves if they haven't seen yet any TikTok. I'm sure they have received content from TikTok because, like we said before, it goes outside the platform.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. And I mean, I was reading a lot of surveys recently that were done by big companies who are like social media experts. And again, they are forecasting that like TikTok is the new platform. Mm-hmm. It's like they are projecting going forward, yeah. I suppose. And that's very interesting because a lot of people have been saying recently, I mean, we've chatted about Instagram and stuff, but there's so many like, you know, stories, reels, posts. I mean, it's like, you don't know what should you be doing? What shouldn't you be doing? You're doing courses. People are trying to keep on top of it. And it's quite complicated. Whereas TikTok is very simple.
It's very simple. It was Instagram at the beginning. Mm. Instagram at the beginning was just pictures, square pictures, very simple.
And now you need a degree. You need a degree now.
Yes, and now it's so complicated because they try to be everything. Mm. They try to be everything. And I hope that TikTok keeps this because TikTok could happen, could
of course
follow the same thing that they try to be everything. They try to grow so much. And people like one platform for each thing. I mean, you don't use the same
that's
way.
That's the thing that's become very, like, even for people that work in travel industry, like our travel, you know, you've constantly, there's so many things you feel you're almost obliged to be posting and things. So, you know, I think a lot of people are getting fatigue a little bit from all
it
as well.
Yes, it is. It's happening. I mean, the apps now, they are suggesting you to rest, you know, they put you that.
Oh, okay, calm ones.
Yes. yes. So, but yes, Instagram, I mean, it's still so powerful, Instagram. We cannot say that it's not. It's so powerful, Instagram.
Yeah, and I mean, there's room, of course. I mean, for like so many different
there's only a few if you think about the platforms are only a few with so billions of people in the world using them, and we don't have 20 popular social media or platforms. It's only a few, and we have to be looking what's coming next. I don't know what's coming next. I'm always trying to see what's next.
But it's lovely the way you've carved, I mean, I suppose, you know, you're a kind of a little bit of a pioneer in terms of, as you were saying, I mean, there are not very many people in your area. So it's nice that you're kind of carving that niche, but also I think it's unique really in a way, because as I said, what you do, when people will look at them now and they'll be listening to us and they'll be able to have a look at you, they'll understand, I guess, what we're talking about really, just that little essence and the variety of them. And that's, I think, something that a lot of people will enjoy. It works very well with hotels though, doesn't it? I mean,
it works very well.
One of the best sort
of
platforms.
Yes, it is, because I mean, it's a visual platform and come on, hotels are so visual, especially luxury hotels. They have a lot to show. It's not difficult to think about. I was surprised that the many hotel brands or hotel companies that were not looking at TikTok before, they were a bit lazy, like trying to see, okay, let's see. So now there are many big hotel companies that are trying to realize, okay, we should be there or not. And of course, you should be there. The problem is how. You must be creative.
How is to get somebody like you to do it? You see, that's the thing.
Yes. Well, now I'm with Melia. I'm so very happy. And I'm so happy to be working with Melia, because they always go a step further in communication. So I really like, we share a lot of that in common. And the idea is to create, like, it was and it is, to create a good way to show the properties, to show the hotels. For me, it's more important the quality than the quantity. So I want to be happy with what I'm showing and the way I am showing it.
Yeah, Melia are quite clever really in the way that they create their own unique brand as well. I mean, I noticed here they have William Morris beautiful art. They have, you know, sort of like sun and moon lamps in the rooms, just like really unique things that I haven't really seen a lot. Even the brands and the, you know, the products and stuff. So they tend to create their own brand and their own. They don't really seem to watch what other people are doing, because a lot of hotel groups, I think, are always looking over their shoulder, you know, especially in some of the competitive competitive areas.
Yeah.
That's quite, for you, I suppose, that was very attractive.
It was very attractive, and I like that to create, to try to be as original as the company is in the Melia channel, and to show in, actually, for the most important for me is to have it, that at the end, when you see the content, you say, okay, it's a good content, you're showing in the good way the property, you're showing in a natural way, we don't try to force anything, you know, to show something that is not, but to make you feel like to want to go there. But in a natural way, like I told you, like to be organic and to show it in a beautiful way that people can identify. We didn't want to be one TikTok account more.
Yeah.
Just follow the trends like everybody else, with the same music that everybody else, with the same style like everybody else. No, we have our own style.
Trailblazer. Yeah, trailblazer. It's interesting. With the way COVID, we're luckily we're kind of passed through the pandemic mode. Do you think, Marcus, that people now are looking for that luxury product? You know, whereas it before maybe they've went on 3 holidays or 4 holidays a year. Now they've, and if they valued travel again, I suppose, because we couldn't travel. Do you think that's a big factor, that people are actually quite prepared to indulge themselves a little bit more? So probably a very good area of growth coming down the line.
Absolutely. People is not thinking twice now. Before, if we have to choose for holidays, or even if they have, they're going to take holidays, to choose the hotel or how much you pay. Now people is not thinking twice. They know that probably it's gonna something happen in the future. So let's do it now. We have the money. Let's do it. Let's enjoy it. Let's celebrate. And luxury hotels are very ready for that, to give you a good moment. That's why the prices are usually in the world are usually higher, because people is, it's not higher because hotels want it just to be higher. It's higher because people, more people want to go, and there's a limit, and people is ready to pay more than before, because now people want to enjoy, want to, you know, to travel. You have, you need like three things: is you need money, time, and with who or alone. So there was a moment that we couldn't do it. There was a new thing. There was COVID in the middle that destroyed everything. Even if you had money, time, and with who, you couldn't do it. So now, if you have any of that, you have money and you have time and you have also somewhere else, people want to do it. It's ready for that.
Yeah, I think I absolutely agree with you. During COVID, I tried to learn the guitar, and I also decided I was going to learn French. The guitar is still there at home, right? And like, you know, but hopefully in the future.
Yes,
what about your... I studied it for 4 years in school, yeah, in Ireland. But anyway, I'm not great. But for yourself, what did you, I mean, did you, how did it affect you? You know, was it, did you think, oh my God, what's going to happen? I know you were saying to me that sort of places like Mexico, where you traveled a lot, weren't really that affected by it, and in certain parts. How did you find it? Did you become like an expert gardener, or what did you do?
No, it was funny, because for me, it was stuck in the middle of a border of coming back to my house. And at the beginning, I said, what am I going to do? I'm traveling all the time. For me, it was like weird to be at home all the time. But I found different ways to reconnect with the hotels, because I worked for many years with hotels, and especially I have a good friends in many hotels in the world. So I start looking for ways to support them, because I was having a bad time also, but I knew the hotels, especially the people having a bad time. So I start looking for ways to help them promote the comeback. So I make a live stream from my house with the hotel, showing the when they were reopening. I started my podcast where I interview most of the luxury hospitality leaders in different parts of the world to help them in different ways to promote. I even create an action that was very viral in some moment. It was in Spanish, but it was like my head keeps on traveling. And I create pictures that is half at home and half in a place where I was traveling. So I got a lot of press about that, because it was like creative way to, okay, let's think about traveling again, because
we lots of camping, dream now, travel later. They were everywhere. Yeah.
For me, it was an opportunity to reconnect with a lot of people in the industry that I have very good relationship. I have very good friends. It was a good way to reconnect with them and to plan what was coming. And when I start traveling again, I was so happy to do it. It was a big opportunity to stop a bit and to do things that I didn't have too much time when traveling.
Mm-hmm. And for you, I mean, the essence of travel for you, I suppose, would be what?
But the essence of travel for me is people. Mm. It's meeting new people, discovering new people. Of course, everything related with that, with the culture, with the food, with everything. But
yeah, it's interesting though how that does. When you hear people talk about certain countries in Europe and they say the waiters are rude and they put them right off. So it's actually what you're saying is that really true.
Yeah, people is everything. For me, people is everything. And I've learned to feel home anywhere I am. I mean, and not home like living like in my house, but home in like to feel comfortable. I just come from Italy. I was so happy to be there. But okay, I left. I'm in London. I'm so happy to be here. I'm comfortable talking with you. And I feel so good. I'm in my place. I don't feel it. I'm in another place. But then my next trip, when I go to other place, I'm going to feel the same. So that's my focus is always to enjoy the people I'm meeting everywhere I go.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, even yesterday at the Chelsea Flower Show, it was so lovely to meet all these people all happy again, to be out and about and enjoying themselves. London, of course, it's a huge popular destination now again, isn't it? I mean, you see here, and it seems to be thriving.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so happy to be in London. I didn't have to have too much time yet to go around. I would love to very soon to go to walk, you know, to enjoy the city and feel the air. It's sunny today, so I'm happy.
Yes, beautiful day.
Yeah.
Marcus, the term, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you and to get any insight into how you created this wonderful platform and following for yourself. The word influencer, we touched on it earlier. It's become a good and a bad word in a way, but and I don't want to have a whole discussion about it. But in essence, for yourself, I mean, would you describe yourself now as a specific type of influencer? Is there now different types?
It is right to say that I'm an influencer. I would say an influencer about luxury hotels to relate it with something. I think that probably the word influencer is like a synonym of famous or a digital celebrity. I'm not a digital celebrity. I'm an influencer of luxury hotels. Focus on that. I've learned about hotels. I've studied about hotels. I when I started this project, I wanted to be a professional in luxury hotels. Even I come from the marketing side, I wanted to focus especially on that. So I studied a lot. I learned a lot. I wouldn't call myself like the traditional influencer that probably people see it like a young person that is showing their self in social media.
Because it's a lot about integrity. I mean, you're a very big background in the whole hotel industry, but it's about integrity as well, isn't it? Like, what's missing a lot from a lot of influencers. Yeah.
The word influencer sometimes is used a lot. Yeah. It's like the word luxury. Everybody.
It's become a media word that they love to use.
Yeah. People love to use it for many things. So I would prefer you call myself, I am Marcos, I am expert on hoteles, and I am Melia TikTok luxury expert. That's define me better than an influencer.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. So for the future for yourself now, do you feel when you have so many people that are now following you, do you feel almost like a certain responsibility to say, you know, give them little messages or tell them about, you know, of course you're going to be saying your latest wonderful, you know, discovery, I found this place. And I suppose people really, once they start to follow you then, you kind of have a certain responsibility almost like you've when you have that, don't you?
I feel the responsibility to be truth to what I want and what I want to show. And like I'm very focused on luxury hotels and it's my channel, everything was created, all my channels and my brand with a specific thing. I feel like the responsibility to keep on the same line. I cannot show or recommend something that I don't trust, that I don't feel that is good. Every hotel I go, because sometimes they ask me, and what's happened if you go to a hotel that you don't like? And
that was my next question. Yeah, great.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. What do you do?
Well, it never happened a hotel that I don't like, because all the hotels I've been, I've chosen them. You know, what's happened to me, of course, that's I had some point or some experience that I don't like. If I'm in a hotel and there's something I don't like or something that in particular, I give the feedback and I say, look, this is happening, and I help them to solve it. Because by the hotel that I knew that I wouldn't like, I would never go. I mean, if I doubt, I don't go. I don't choose it. Okay, I want to go. But like I know a lot of the hotel companies, the brands, I learned a lot about everything about in that sector of the industry. It's weird that I go to a hotel that I would say it's horrible or doesn't work or whatever.
But that's nice, in fact, that, you know, I think the fact that you're selective as well, again, you know, that's where the integrity thing comes in.
Yes,
you know,
and that's why a lot of
catch-all sort of.
That's why a lot of people trust me, because I have a lot of people that ask me where to go or ask me between two hotels, which one would you choose? I give my personal opinion in that case. But I mean, if I show it, it's because I think that you should go. Of course, if you ask me between two or three, I would tell you, okay, I would prefer that. But probably if you go with a family with kids, I would go to that one, for example. But everything I show is because I believe it's something that you should go doesn't mean that it's for everybody, but choose very carefully. And that's what I'm doing now with Melia. We're choosing very carefully. I say we because I usually propose where I want to go, and they give me suggestions for some hotels that I haven't been yet.
And in a way, the secret of success, I suppose, is marrying your market with your brand as well. Yeah. Isn't that really not getting it confused?
Yeah. I think that's the point to the brands connected, and we are with the same line. We was this project with Melia was very easy for me in a way. For us, it was very easy because we realized that we had a lot in common. We have the vision similar. Like it's happened to me before with other brands that I visit many hotels. They give me a lot of flexibility and freedom to do what I want. It's not that nobody, Melia is not telling me you have to do that. No, you have your way. You're the expert. You choose the hotel and you show your way. So that's, for me, it was easy project because I'm doing what I love with my passion, with my creativity, and I don't have a limit to tell me, no, don't do that and don't do that.
Well, I must say, and I was saying earlier, I totally love your creativity and I just love your TikTok videos.
Thank
They're
you
just
so much.
Really entertaining and really enjoyable.
I'm happy to hear from you, an expert in travel.
Stop. Look, but the other thing before I suppose we could finish up, when you're not doing TikTok videos and when you're not traveling around everywhere, what does Marcus Toscani like to do to relax?
Home.
Yeah. Netflix.
Yes. my holidays are at home. Mm. My holidays are out of social media. If I go out to dinner with friends and say, let's make a picture, say, no, thank you. I don't want pictures. I don't want videos. I don't want anything. You know, when for me, I love what I do, but it's my job. So when I'm not working, I try to relax and not moving. I usually don't go to hotels or holidays outside that because I'm traveling all the time. So I enjoy my time home and quiet and with the robe at home. That's the best plan for me.
Of course, the robe. Again, there's the luxury again. Yeah. We can't get away. It's wonderful, wonderful. And home, of course, Argentina, such a beautiful country. You know, I mean, I haven't been, but I've heard so much about it. It's on my
list. I'm going to see you there soon, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, Marcus, it's been absolutely a pleasure to talk to you today. And thank you so much for this insight, really, into what you're creating. And very unique, I think, in the travel industry, what you're doing. And it's been great to chat to you today. And I hope that you're going to come and see us in Ireland soon.
I'm going to go. And thank you, Ed, for the time, for this chat. It was, for me, very interesting. I'm happy to meet you in person. And I hope to see you soon.
Yes, I'll bring you for a pint of Guinness. Now tell me before we go, where can people find you?
Okay, it's Experto en Hoteles, which expert OEN hotels.
What's the new Melia channel going to be called?
It's Melia Hotels.
Okay.
Melia fantastic. Hotels on TikTok is at Melia Hotels. So you can see there. We are posting in both channels, in my channels and in Melia channels. So yes, you can enjoy the content. Yes.
Either of those. That's fantastic. Great. Well, listen, I hope you'll be prepared now for loads of lovely Irish people that will be sending you messages following.
So happy to receive them. I hope to see them soon there. I want to go there.
Brilliant, Marcus. Thank you so much. Enjoy London.
Thank you so much, Ed.